background historically on what we're going to be reading today. Nehemiah is a book that was written after the exile. Do you remember back when we were talking about Daniel and how Daniel was at a time when Israel had been carried off by Babylon into Babylon, and they actually had to live there for more than 50 years? Finally, Babylon falls to another power, and the people of Israel are released to come home to their blessed Israel. The temple's been destroyed. The walls have been torn down. And it's been years and years and years since they could gather this publicly and this kind of a group and celebrate who they are as a people and hear the words of Scripture. Hear the law of Moses. And as we begin to read from Nehemiah 8 today, you will notice that the people have gathered to hear for the first time after their return their precious Scriptures. All the people gathered together into the square before the water gate. They told the scribe Ezra to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had given to Israel. Accordingly, the priest Ezra brought the law before the assembly, both men and women, and all who could hear with understanding. This was the first day of the seventh month. He read from it, facing the square before the water gate, from early morning until midday, in the presence of the men and the women, and all who could understand. And the ears of all the people were attentive to the book of law. And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was standing above all the people. And when he opened it, all the people stood up. Then Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, Amen, Amen. Lifting up their hands, then they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. So they read from the book, from the law of God, with interpretation. They gave the sense so that the people understood the reading. And Nehemiah, who was the governor, and Ezra the priest and scribe, and the Levites who taught the people, said to all the people, This day is holy to the Lord your God. Do not mourn or weep. For all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. Then he said to them, Go your way, eat the fat, and drink sweet wine, and send portions of them to those for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy to our Lord, and do not be grieved. For the joy of the Lord is your strength. Would you answer as all the people did, Amen, Amen.
Amen.